Hello and welcome everyone. I'm glad to see you here at FOSDEM 2022. As some of you maybe already know, I'm passionate about programming languages and operating systems. And today we will lightly touch on both of these worlds. We will talk about functional programming, declarative programming, and their application in the area of operating systems. For the purpose of the simplicity, we won't be discussing the deployment of huge clusters. We will imagine that we have just a few computers at home that we need to manage. For the more advanced use cases, everything should scale just fine. I would like to share with you a pattern that we often use in functional programming. It helps to make simple, robust software systems which are easy to test, develop, and maintain. But before that, let's discuss what we need from a programming languages which has a functional paradigm. Of course, we need functions. Functions in mathematical sense, something that accepts inputs and produces results. And those functions should be a first-class citizens. That means we can create new functions, pass them as arguments to another functions, and return them as a result of the function. And it is actually enough to use a functional paradigm in programming language. With functions, you even can express values like numbers, characters, strings, and abstract data types. But it's not very practical, and that is why in most cases we will have a separate entity called value. And having values and functions, of course, immutable values. Even data structures should be mutable. And every what is called modification to this data structure will create a new version of it. And having those two things, functions and values, we will be able to express any computations we can imagine. But having only pure functions and immutable values, it's impossible to produce any meaningful result and return it to the user. And for this, we need something which will make side effect and will touch some state. For example, we will write an output to our terminal window or create a file on a file system. We will access a network and will communicate with a remote server. So we need state. But state is quite dangerous thing. Functional paradigm is good because pure functions and immutable values creates the systems which are easy to test, maintain, develop, reason about. But when state appears in such systems, it makes much harder to reason about such system. It makes functions to be not pure, to make side effects. And every other function which touches the function which has side effects becomes impure. That is why we need to prevent a state disease. State is like a virus and it spreads all over your software system if you don't control it. So we need to make the state very explicit and ideally to be in one place and under our control. And this is one of the most important patterns that you can find in functional programming. And we will try to apply it to operating systems. Let's discuss a few questions. Can configuration file be considered as a state? In a basic operating system or GNU Linux distribution, it's of course true. Because when administrator edits some configuration files, it changes the state of operating system. And every next invocation of any command which update packages or doing something else to the system will be updated, affected directly or indirectly by this change in most cases. So, yep, configuration files and editing of them can be considered as a state. package installation, updates, upgrades, and so on is also can be considered as a state, because it really changes the state on your file system, and every new command or action you perform will be affected by the previous changes that you've made on your file system. And that clearly violates the pattern that we have in functional programming. The question is it possible to implement such pattern in modern operating systems? And the answer is yes. Some advanced package managers like GNU/GIX or Nix have an ability to do it. Instead of having packages as archives, which you extract to your file system, they have a slightly different notion of the package. It's a pure function which accepts as inputs all the necessary dependencies for the build, compiler, libraries, other packages, and so on, and produce the output of binaries and libraries that can be later used. Everything happens in the isolated environment without network, access to external storage, time, and so on. So it's almost a pure function.